楽しいドライブに。
What other podcast could we recommend real quick? Maybe I'll put it in the links. Can we do that real quick?
What do you listen to?
Moi?
Yeah.
I have my old standbys. I always listen to the East Radio and Reagan Fox when he does it. Big Fatty.
And Wanda Wisdom.
But Big Fatty. I like Big Fatty. Norm Augustinus. Big Fatty. I'll put all these in the links. Big Fatty. Let me click my podcast.
You like Kendi's show?
Yep. The Flata Show. Norm Augustinus. Big Fatty. And...
Do you listen to us?
Yeah, I do.
So do you actually, like, for the most part, stick with the show when you listen to it? I always wonder if you listen to it all the way through.
Yeah, I do.
Do you laugh?
Uh-huh. Sometimes I do.
No, I do too.
Is that narcissistic?
No, no, I don't think so.
I can't listen to mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a few nerdy, like, oneup.com, Retronauts, Big Fatty.
I try. It's rough.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 582 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 27th of April, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I've got updates on all kinds of listeners. They are all out there, and they've all got a little something to say or something to celebrate, and oh, dear gosh, into the Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Monday was a busy day in the coal mine. Larry Clive, for instance, he was pulling his hair out. The only problem is he doesn't have any. But it was just one of those days where everyone thought I am an expert. I'm going to tell you how to do it. And so it was just, oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, it is, dear Gussie. But y'all, I got on the Twitty on Sunday night, and y'all, that tennip head and the Shoat Bus, they put out a little Twitty. Y'all, they were having a special dinner on Sunday night. Y'all, it was their one-year anniversarium, and y'all, I just can't believe that it's been a year, and y'all, evidently there was some sort of pinning involved, so I'm not quite sure what that means, but y'all, if it's anything like Big Fatty's pinning, then it was a lot of excitement. Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar, and y'all, I meant to tell you this when I was recapping the weekend, y'all, I am on the manhunt, because, you know, Big Fatty has been known to go on to the manhunts every now and then, and y'all, I'm looking around, and y'all, who do I see? Who do I see in the upchuck room? But y'all, the resident historian of the BFO, that would be that Brian from Boston, and y'all, he is in there, and I'm like, what are you doing in the chitter chat in the upchuck? And y'all, he was just having a virtual visit. It was a VV. Yes, Big Fatty. And I, of course, had to look at his pictures. Yes, Big Fatty, because that's how you roll. And y'all, he had these big old arms in his pictures, and I'm like, where did you buy those big guns? And y'all, he said he got them at some place called the Gym. Now I don't think we have those here in South Kakalaki. But y'all, I have been online looking around, and evidently there are gyms online. But anyway, y'all, the other thing I want to mention while I was online, y'all, have you seen these things? It's the weirdest damn looking thing I have ever seen in my life. And I saw it for the first time today. Not today, because today is Tuesday. But I saw it on Monday. And y'all, Larry Klaw, it's weird, y'all. It's weird how these things happen. Larry Klaw had just assisted me in bringing my new rug up here to the Fat Cave. And y'all, he says, no, he didn't say that. But he says, have you seen these new feet shoes? And we both looked out the window. And y'all, about the time he said that, there was this coal miner running by with feet shoes on. Y'all, have you seen these things? Because y'all, it is the strange. It is the strangest looking thing I have ever seen in my life. And y'all, the place to, but that is the Stufa's French bed, not French bed. Ah, poor big fatty French bread pizza. And it's giving me a little bit of the but y'all, these the place you go on the interwebs to see these things is go to Vibram, V-I-B-R-A-M, Five Fingers, and that is FIVEFINGERS.com, VibramFiveFingers.com. And y'all, it's all these different kinds of shoes, but they have toes. They have toes in them. And people are wearing these out on the streets, and they are running in them and exercising in them. Y'all, they probably wear them to those gyms that that Brian from Boston purchased his guns from. But y'all, you got to go look at these things. They are just, they look like something out of that what was that movie that had all the blue people in it? Not the Smurfs, but the Avatars. And y'all, and they've got like camouflage feet, and they've got feet, and they have got blue and green and turquoise feet, and y'all in brown and gray feet. Y'all, they're just strange looking. But y'all, I may have to add a size 9. I may have to add a size 9 over to the what do you call that thing? The Amazon wish list. Because y'all, I think Big Fatty ought to have a pair of these toe feet shoes. And y'all, there's all kinds of things on here. They talk about the products, and then they talk about barefoot and spokes. And they show this guy walking on the railroad track railing. And because, you know, that is a spoke if you've never heard of it. You've got the barefoot running, the water spokes. I think that is a different version than Big Fatty is aware of. And y'all, then there's stuff about the technology and just the FAQs, the frequently asked questions, and the roots. You can get the roots of all this. I'm a man. Can I wear women's sizes? Y'all, why would you want to ask that question? And if you got real big feet, they are not going to be able to assist you because they only go up to a size 12. Wait a minute. It says here, Five Fingers can fit up to a 12-inch foot, which roughly translates to a size 15. And y'all, they've got a special sizing chart. Let me just say, y'all, they're not cheap. They're not cheap. They're like $85 a pair. And where's the sizing chart? The sizing chart. Y'all, show size help. Let's just see what this is. The classic. Well, y'all, the smallest men's is a 9.5. Yes, Big Freddy, you do not have big enough feet for this. So I guess I need to find out if I can wear a woman's shoe. Big Freddy, you just gave everybody a hard time about that, and now you're asking the same question. I'm a man. Can I wear women's sizes? We have recommended many male customers to try on female size Five Fingers and have had great success. The only difference between a male and a female Five Fingers is that male lasts are slightly wider and longer than the female models. I don't know what a last is. So, anyway. Yes, Big Fatty! And so y'all go over there and look at these five. I don't know why shoes, these shoes with the toes in them would be called five fingers. That's just, y'all, it's not right. It is just not right. And y'all, you know what else is not right? Y'all, that Tara in Michigan, I think she lives somewhere in Wisconsin up there near my grandson, Steven. But y'all, she is boycotting. She is boycotting all podcasts this week. Y'all, I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. And y'all, if you are on the Twitty, you have got to tell Tara in Michigan from up there in Minnesota or Wisconsin, somewhere up there, you have got to tell her, no, you cannot. You can, well, y'all, I believe she called it a podcasting out, but y'all, I did not want to appear to be racist. But anyway, so y'all, you've got to go over there and tell her. Oh, Tara, you cannot have a out. You have got to get back onto the podcasting cart so that you can fall off with the rest of the turnips. And y'all, while we're waiting on y'all to send her a Twitty telling her that, y'all, we are going to go down into the fat caves because Big Fatty needs to talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty, play that endless, long-ass intro song so that everybody can double speed through it and miss out on the secret message that you always put in there.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need...
This just into the BFO foreclosure desk. Ryan from Boston is buying a house or a home or some place to keep his guns.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I am going to tell you. Sunday night, y'all, on the Big Run, it was a great episode, y'all. Just a great episode of the Big Run, and y'all, they had to go to China, and y'all, they were speaking the Mexican there. Y'all, one of the things that they had to do is y'all, they had to spin. Noodles. They had to spin and twirl and twist them and all this kind of stuff to make homemade noodles. And y'all, it kind of looked like what they do to make a pizza pie. And, but y'all, they made these noodles. But y'all, once they had made 1,000 milligrams or grams or kilometers or whatever it was, because, you know, I do not use the Mexican weights and measures. But, y'all, once they had done 1,000 of whatever the measurement was, then they were given their next clue, y'all, by Ping Ping. Now, y'all will remember, a while back, Ping Ping was the world's shortest human. And y'all, they talked about Ping Ping dying, and y'all, he died. But so he evidently died after the Big Run was over there in China. And y'all, he's just tiny. And y'all, he smokes. He smoked like there was no tomorrow. And y'all, they made all these statements about it stunting your growth and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, it was, I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But y'all, the other thing is that the survivors is getting good, y'all. It is getting good because they merged the tribes, and y'all, it is just, I mean, I just can't get over how stupid some of them are on there. And y'all, and I just can't believe it. And y'all, the dancing. Thank God, the dancing. The dancing through that Octomom off, whatever her name is, Gloria Vanderbilt or whatever her name is. Y'all, she's gone because y'all, all she did was pedestrian stuff. But anyway, so, and y'all, I'm not watching the American Idol because y'all, it sucks. It sucks this year, and y'all, they had that Idol Gives Back last week, and y'all, it was terminal. It not terminally single, it was terminal. It would never end. And so y'all, I just cut it off. I didn't care who got thrown off, but little Cutie Patootie got thrown off because y'all, there's only one vaginal contestant left on the show. But y'all, I was thinking when I saw old Ping Ping, you know, I said, well, Big Freddy, what else, what else could you look for, you know, in the world records? And y'all, I thought, well, maybe I'll go and see if I can find out what is the record for the largest dump, the largest. Now, y'all, I know this is kind of vulgar. Yes, Big Fatty, it is very vulgar. But, y'all, I went on to the inner tubes, and y'all, you can just find the answers to anything over on the inner tubes. And, y'all, one place said that the longest human dump was 26 feet long. And, y'all, that is about the distance between the food hook and the turlet, from what I understand. About 26 feet. But y'all, then there was a Mexican from Quebec, from up there in the Canada, and y'all, he was a bricklayer, and his name was Darren Stalefoot, and he shocked the world by taking the largest dump ever accomplished by a human being. This momentous occasion was recorded live for posterity by television cameras, radio coverage, and the Guinness Book of World Records. Stalefoot, which sounds a lot like a food hook, age 21, proved that fiber is truly the food that makes the bowels move by filling a bathtub with his own human excrement. The ordeal lasted approximately 5 hours, in which Mr. Stalefoot took several breaks to clean his filthy poop-infested buttocks. It was all worth it, Dale told Guinness Records President Harold Brown when his name was finally inscribed in the world-famous book. I had been trying for years to obtain this honor, and today I am the happiest man in the world, Dale muttered as he was being treated for dehydration. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Lord. Y'all. it said that he had eaten more than 500 Big Macs, which was the sole reason for his recent success. He was unable to tell the reporters what the exact toppings for the burgers are, but exclaimed in great joy, "It's the food of the gods!" So y'all, his dumps were 90% fiber and 10% food product. So anyway, y'all, I think that the only way we can end such a show like this is with... Afterwards, he exclaimed, "When did I have cone?"
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.